mean, Ohio forever? When you grow up and you no longer have kids at home. Said that I'm mad at him, you know, because I think that stuff is going to become important, if not in our generation, maybe in your kids, your grandkids, like somebody's going to be needing that. I gotta ask you guys a question because I know you live right there, but I don't want to take up too much time. But I stumbled across of something that said that the burial mounds throughout Ohio and Midwest that people claim were built not just by the indigenous but were built by the mental men. Have you heard this tale? Okay, so there's like people that like documentation. What do you think? Because you like live right there. So they believe that the Nephilim. So, what is it? Because they found large skulls? Is that it? I'm thinking they put a body there and just put up dirt. But like, is it like actually like? For like astrology. But not the one that Serpent Mound, yeah. Oh, there's some people that believe that this general area is the New Jerusalem because I did not know any of this, so I stumbled on and I was like, what is it? I'm like, what is all of this? There's like a... Well, because they claim that the Nephilim, which were the offspring of the fallen angels, remember fallen angels kicked out of heaven, they laid with the son, the daughters of man, and created what they call like the Nephilim. That's, or they say the Nephilim themselves were fallen angels. So they believe there's a whole group of people that believe that the burial mounds were built by the Nephilim. And the reason they say that is because there's been skeletons found within these burial mounds that are like 9 feet, 12 feet tall. And the last Nephilim that we kind of see in the Bible would be Goliath. Giant, you know. So that's why I was like, hey, have you heard this? And she's like, yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Okay. Hey, Jack. We were just messing. She was messing with me. Listen to her.
Yes.
Get your man in line.
I was like,
the skunk cabbage. The skunk cabbage, we're gonna do it.
Share with the church that the youth had a contest in September and October to invite friends, trying to build up excitement for the kids and encourage them to invite friends. The contest was split in two. One part was on the midweek service, and the other part was on Sunday mornings. So there's an opportunity for either one to get both prizes or two of the kids to get to divide it off. I'm going to ask, I'm terrible with names. Isabella and Ethan come up with names. As I said, the contest was to encourage the kids to bring in friends. And the contest was pretty big. So we wanted to make it pretty exciting for the kids. And the reward was $50 if you ever brought in the most friends for Sunday, and $50 if you ever brought the most friends in through the midweek. Isabella brought the most in for Sundays. I don't remember how many times the friends came in. If you do remember,
two or three.
Okay. Here is $50 cash that we said we'd give to you. And Ethan, Ethan is wanting something from GameStop, so he's going to get his reward on our ride home today from GameStop. Okay. I just want to share some of the things we have going on with the youth and the teens. Thank you.
Hey, real quickly, we want to make mention of just a couple things real quickly. The Gospel Jam is going to be December 3rd, right? December the 3rd, and we're going to have Thanksgiving and ham dinner for the community. So we're going to invite the community to come and join us for a holiday dinner also. And so on December the 3rd, we're having Gospel Jam. We're going to be singing some Christmas carols, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. And do some Christmas songs and along with some other songs. So invite somebody to come and be part of that. We'll have a great time of worship. I think last year we did this, we had a really great crowd. So let's pray that the community will come out and join us. And then we also have a business meeting next Wednesday, not this Wednesday, but on November the 30th at 7 o'clock. And so we'll be looking at our whole yearly budget and be looking at making plans moving forward for 2023. And so come and be part of our business meeting. And on Wednesday, November the 30th. Of course, this week we have Thanksgiving holiday, so we wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and spend time with your family, enjoy your day off and the time of thankfulness for the Lord. So let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Father, we just come to you, we just thank you for all that you do. We just ask, Lord, that you'll just be with the worship now, and just allow your Holy Spirit to come and bless us, Lord, as we sing our praises unto you. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to be in your house. We pray for our country. We pray for those that are less fortunate, and we pray for those that are going to need help during this holiday season, Lord, that you would just use your churches, use your missionaries to touch them and touch their hearts and meet their needs. Forgive us where we fail you, and all these things we ask in your name.
Amen.
Thank you. Why don't you stand up and greet somebody? Say hello and glad to see you in the house of the Lord.
I can't nobody do me like Jesus. I can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus, 'cause he's my friend.
Let's do that again.
Oh, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like
for bringing me across many states here to this church with you guys. Where we last came from, yes, there's great people and there's wonderful family that's there, but this is my family now. This is my community, and I'm glad to be a part of it. Does anybody else want to share what they're grateful for?
As to continue that, I just wanted to say that on the back of our bulletin all year, maybe for more than a year, we've had on our prayer list for the Lord to heal the heart of Bethany. And we're getting there. We're getting there. So,
yes,
so thankful for the Lord's blessings.
I'm thankful for the Lord for, I don't know what, 3 years, 4 years ago, leading us to this church.
Yeah.
Yes.
We were led to this church by the sign out here on the corner, but we love music. We love bluegrass gospel music, which we're trying to convert Bradley a little bit at a time, but
be healed.
And it's just a blessing to us to be a part of the praise team. We love to sing, we love music, and when we walked through those doors the very first day, we felt welcome. We've been to a couple other churches, and you kind of walk in and you just sit down back in the corner somewhere, and you just like, okay, is anybody gonna say anything to me? And when we walked through the doors, we were just welcomed with open arms. And that's God in this church.
Amen.
God working in this church.
Well, I just want to say that I'm very thankful that God has blessed me with a wonderful family, a wonderful church family. And we got to go to Indiana yesterday for our last grandbaby's first birthday party. And she took her first step the other day, and I'm just so thankful for everything that God has given me.
I just want to say that I'm so grateful to have the ladies of this church. I've had a lot of changes this last year.
That's it.
Where God has changed a lot in my life. Both my kids have moved out, and they've moved far away, and just lots of changes. And he's replacing that and filling my cup with the praise team and the ladies from the ladies' meetings and being able to serve. So I'm just really grateful for that opportunity and for this church family to help fill that void. So just say I'm grateful for that.
The Lord is healing my broken heart.
Yes.
And my brokenness.
Yes.
And my broken mind. And I thank you for your prayers, because honestly, I have never been under such horrible spiritual oppression. I'm telling you, Satan told me, you don't deserve to live. You are better off dead. And I never had thoughts like that, ever. And I'm telling you, every day was a terrible struggle just to be right in the head. But I've turned the corner.
Amen.
Give thanks
with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ.
Again, give thanks.
With a grateful heart, give thanks.
give you thanks for all the things in our life. For all the problems, Lord, that we know that you're going to take over for us. We give thanks, Lord. Let's sing this out one more time.
And now, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am great, because of what the Lord has done for us.
Salvation is nowhere else to be found besides in you.
40 kids around the world for Christmas. So thank you for giving to the Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. I'm going to ask Brother Kenneth to pray for you. Ask prayer. Our prayer to Heavenly Father, we come today. Work being used, God, and we thank you for your spiritual service. Lord, if it comes to a time that we take time off and we ask yourself to give things to us, we pray and say, Jesus' name.
Amen.
Ready, Dad.
Let us pray. Dear Jesus, in your name, we're grateful for this day, for this Thanksgiving day that you've given us. Thank you for good health, for prosperity. Thank you for our family that we're all here. We're grateful for what you've done and what you're about to do today. Let us rejoice and be thankful for what you're giving us today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
For this Thanksgiving Day. We thank you for this food you have provided. We thank you for the many years that you have given us together. And we thank you, Lord, that we can trust you now, day by day. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You sustained me through the hard times this year. You've always been with me. You've given me the grace that I needed to get through my life. All you've ever asked is me to trust in you, and you've provided everything I need. Thank you, Lord. Bless me, bless this household, and bless my children wherever they are. Thank you again, Lord.
Oh,
have fun. We always have fun at Grandma and Grandpa's at Thanksgiving. Well, let's say our prayers, okay? Lord, another Thanksgiving has come and gone. And you know, Lord, we are thankful for all you have done for us. This has been a hard year, Jesus. But we trust you. And we know all things work for our good. You are in control of our lives today and forever.
The sacrifices of some families will have the loved ones that's given their life for our freedoms, for the military and for the others who have passed on, not able to be with us this year. We certainly have a lot to be thankful for. And this is the number of families today are really struggling, those that are in the hospital. Had the privilege of going in and seeing my brother yesterday. He's in a nursing home. We're just taken back with how quickly his health is failing him. My oldest brother, just a few years older than me. And, you know, not able to walk in a nursing home. And you walk through nursing homes and all the people that are in there that seem like they have their families taken care of. It's just part of our lives, I guess. But let's just pray for those that are really struggling. Let's pray for those who lost loved ones, have family members in nursing homes and in hospitals. Let's be thankful for the doctors and nurses that serve on Thanksgiving Day. Let's be thankful for our military that serve on Thanksgiving Day, for our police officers who protect us on Thanksgiving Day. And for any others that are that take that day and are not selfish for themselves. Let's take our Bibles and turn to Psalms 100. I'd like to bring a message this morning. The Lord is our Thanksgiving. When you really think about what is Thanksgiving and how you can put those into words, I know we could spend the rest of the day and thanking everybody and all the things that we're so thankful for, but Psalms 100 really speaks to us today. If you found your place in the Word of God and your copy of God's Word and would like to honor the reading of God's Holy Word, please stand with us. And if you're not able to stand, please stay seated. Make a joyful noise, Psalms 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Aren't you thankful for the praise team? Amen. You're making a joyful noise unto the land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and unto his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
The Lord is good. And all the time, God is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. Let us pray. Our Father, we come to you and just ask, Lord, that you, being our thanksgiving, that you would shine in this moment. Father, we pray for the Holy Spirit to come and to fall on your anointed, Lord. Father, I just pray that you would bring back into remembrance the things that we have pondered, the things we have prayed over, and the things that, Lord, we've lifted up to you. We thank you for our church. We thank you for a church that's willing to give. We thank you for a church that has a heart for you. And now bless us as we would spend a little time this weekend in your house. We'll never fail to praise you and glorify you in all the things that we're going to do today. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. As we approach the Lord, let us worship. Let us praise him. And let us offer unto him our thanksgiving. Because the Lord is our thanksgiving. I want to thank you all for all the kind words that you always give to us and all the encouraging things that we get along the way. We certainly appreciate each and every one, especially we appreciate everyone who comes and works hard behind the scenes and never gets mentioned or never, you might feel like that your work's going unseen, but I can tell you God sees it all. And God knows it all. And God knows what you do and what you don't do. And we're just so thankful for it. And I feel like that I could write a Thanksgiving card from Alberta and I and send it out to each and every one of you, thanking you this Thanksgiving season for your love that you have for the church. Your willingness to serve God and your willingness to open up, you know, bringing on new pastors and new staff is sometimes difficult. But you all have we've been praying and we've been seeking God and we feel like that we're in the center of God's will and we're feeling the results of that. This morning, before I get started, I wanted to talk about some things that we're thankful for this year. And I've asked a couple people in my Sunday school class if they would be willing to share. And so Diane's going to share with us first. Diane, you can come up here or I can bring the mic back to you. It's either or. Then you come on up. And it is on.
Jesus Christ covered my sins.
Yeah.
And I want to thank God for this church. This has meant so much to me. It has completely changed my life. And been through a lot in the last few years. But my son is home. But he knew that he lost his wife and he has still having a rough time. But he is home and God answered my prayer. And he joined the church last week. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I love all of my kids, but I just can't think how much more blessed I could be. It looks like we're all going to be together for the first time in about 9 years for Thanksgiving. And I thank God for that.
Amen.
And all my wonderful friends here.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. 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 A.L., why don't you come on up? See, now Diane set this pace. You got to come up now. I mean, Diane. Yeah. Here, use that one down here because this one is not working.
Church Park was associated with the
has shared today, what they're thankful for. We have a lot to be thankful for. As we approach the Lord this morning, let us worship, let us praise Him, let us offer Him thanksgiving. Some things that we're thankful for this year. And I started jotting down just a few of them that kind of came to mind. And a few of them are these. Why was I born in this particular time in history in the world? Why did God chose for me to be born during this time? It could have been during a really difficult time, right? The Great Depression or World War I or World War II, some of you, you know, read about, and you know, the Vietnam War that we went through, and different things, you know. We could have been where our means of transportation would have been a horse, but instead we have many 300 horses under our hoods, right? So why in this particular time did God choose for us to be part of history? Why was I born in a spotless delivery room in a hospital instead of a dirt floor where many third world countries give birth to? We had the privilege of serving in Senegal, West Africa, and they had one hospital. The hospital was a building that's worse than our little White House. It'll give you a little bit of an idea. It's a block house with a dirt floor. And they told us as we went in to tour the hospital, if you call it that, they told us not to touch anything because there had been a birth that night, the previous night. And then that particular village, AIDS was about 40% of the population. And so they just told us, you know, be cautious and not to touch anything. Why was I born in a spotless delivery room? And yet there's millions of people around the world today that don't. Why did I have the privilege of going to school, having the opportunity to get an education? Growing up, I used to think it was the worst thing in the world. And my teachers would grade me and say, you're probably right, right? That there's millions around the world who can't go to school. Matter of fact, we know the only schooling that they might get is they squat on a dirt floor to listen to a missionary that God has sent. I think about Jerry in Africa, how she talks about the children having to walk miles to get to her little place where she will feed them and give them a lesson and tell them about Jesus. Praise the Lord for our missionaries, amen? Amen. We have a lot to be thankful for. My children were tucked into a warm bed every night. Our grandchildren are tucked into a warm bed every night. We have a lot to be thankful for. I don't know what the statistics is. I've kind of gotten away from some of it, but I think the last I remember, there was estimated 10 million American children will go to bed hungry and without a place to lay down on any particular given night. And our homeless problems that we're having is becoming even greater. As we see us in the 21st century. And yet our children, we put them to bed every night in a very nice, warm bed. We have so much to be thankful for. We can sit down and we can eat anytime we want to. Amen? We can open up the refrigerator, the freezer, the cupboard. We can eat anytime we want to. And yet there's millions and millions of people around the world that go to bed hungry every night. And I have to ask the question, you know, why me and not the other millions of people around the world? I could have easily been one of those millions around the world. But God has chosen me to live how we live in this time in which we live and the way that God has blessed us. We certainly have a lot to be thankful for. We have everything, and yet our society as a whole, they don't thank God. As Americans, we have so much. And it is said that a lot of times Americans will give out of their abundance, not out of their heart. And so many Americans don't come to public assembly. They do not come to church. And the church, we know, is ordained from God for the honor and glory of God. The sole purpose of the temple, the sole purpose of having a church is for God. It's not so much for us, and yet we get so much benefit for it. But God wants a place where at least once or twice a week we can come and offer up Him praise. We offer up Him worship and thanksgiving. And so let us, as we approach the Lord, let us worship, let us praise Him, let us offer up thanksgiving. We notice in verse 4 He says, let us enter into His gates. So why do we come to church in the first place? Why do we come? Why do we get up and come to church? Well, first of all, I don't think I'd want to be any other place, to tell you the truth. I wouldn't give up being able to go to church for anything, because that's what we've done our entire life. It's what we've learned from our grandparents and our parents and our great-grandparents. And I'm thankful for, just like you are, thankful for the heritage that you've received from your family, right? They have taught us right from wrong. We have a lot to be thankful for. Well, we come to church, we enter into His gates because it encourages other people in their spiritual development. I don't know about you, but I'm sure as we go home today, we will say, man, I was really encouraged by the testimony of some of our church members as they shared and opened up. And so when we come to church, we are actually taking part in helping people to get spiritually developed. They're hearing the prayers, they're hearing the worship, they're hearing our struggles. Hey, did anybody got any problems this morning? We all do, right? Do we have a God that we serve that can handle all our problems? Amen, we do. So it helps our spiritual development. The prayer quest and the teachings and the testimonies that we receive when we enter into God's house is really good. So turn to somebody this morning and tell them, thank you for being a blessing to me. Go ahead right now. Thank you for sharing it. And thank you. You are too, brother. Enjoy serving alongside you. It's been great. I don't think we do enough of that. I think the church should be the place where we all come together and just feed on one another. You know, be encouraged with one another. I'm thankful for the spirit that's in our church. When we come to the courts and we come to God's church, it shows the world where our priorities are. Yeah? It shows that our priorities is with God and that He does have a very high place in our lives. And so when we attend church, we enter into the courts, it's our way of showing our neighbors that something is going on in our lives. That's why I encourage you to bring your Bible. Because they can't see your cell phone or they can't see your iPad, but they can certainly see your Bible as you're going out to the car to get into your car. And so I'm telling you, the neighbors are nosy. Amen? They say you pick your Bible up and they know you're off the church. You know what? I'd much rather be known as the religious nut down the street than those who don't care or give away. Amen? It's one way of coming into his courts, it's coming to church is one way that we express our love for God. You ever told someone you love them and never show up? Doesn't work. Sometimes I'll tell Alberta I love her, but she likes it a lot better if I'm doing it while I'm doing laundry. Amen? Sometimes words are a lot better, or actions a lot better than words. I can say I love you, but if I never show you I love you, then they're just really artificial words. And so it's our way of expressing our love to the Savior. Setting aside some time that we can really focus on the Lord. Don't you love it when you come to church and you just focus on God? And then there's a lot of stress in ministry. There's a lot that you have to put up with. There's a lot that you have to do. You do a lot to try to make sure that everything's, you know, going okay and everything's covered. But then there's those moments when you're in the presence of God that He speaks to your heart. He touches you. And He reminds you just how thankful we really are. It's a way of showing our thanksgiving to God and everything that He has done. So verse 4 says, enter into His courts with thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you do for us. Thank you, God, for loving us. What we know is the second thing is the Lord is the source of our thanksgiving. And so our thanksgiving actually comes from Him. Without God, we wouldn't have any reason to be thankful. And so everything that I am and everything that I hope to be can be found in Him. Aren't you thankful for that? If you're looking for an answered prayer, if you're looking for strength, if you're looking for a way to get through the week, we can't do it on our own. We need a little help along the way. And that little help always comes from the Savior, who walks beside us and loves us so much, puts His arms around us. And even when we fall and we come up short, maybe we don't make all the right decisions and we don't do all the right things, I tell everyone, I'm only writing one book in my 50 years of ministry. It is called 101 Ways to Kill the Church. And I can tell you, I'm on about 75. In the first 10 years, I think I got 50 of them, so I think I'm slowing down a little bit, or Alberta's really helping me out a lot more in my old age. We don't always get it right. We don't. But you know what God says? I know it already. I've just been waiting for you to admit it yourself. Amen. Praise the Lord. He just wants you. He wants to hear it from you. Because when we humble our hearts, when we're honest with God, God becomes honest with us and says, yes, you've blown it, and yes, you need to do this, and yes, you need to take care of that. But every time we come to God, it's always with His arms open wide. Aren't you glad? He is the source of our thanksgiving. His very breath in our hearts, His touch, and to hear His voice. He is the strength of our thanksgiving. We know that the Lord, He is God. That's why verse 3 tells us, know ye that the Lord, He is God. Anybody know that God is God?
Amen.
Everyone believe that there's no one like our God?
Amen.
Aren't you thankful that no matter what little God comes before us, we have a greater God always? Amen. He lives within us. He is God. He is Lord. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Amen? And so God can do all things. And so the knowledge of God, it is humbling for me to realize that somehow, some way, in this particular time that God has ordained for me to live, has given me all the things that He has given me, One of the things that I can't quite comprehend sometimes is how come I got the gospel and I understand it and I'm privileged to know the good news that Jesus loved me. Remember when you came to that knowledge? Remember when you came to a point in your life where you said, I know now without a shadow of a doubt, God loves me. And he died for me on that cross. And all I got to do is just give him my life. The Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you
free.
Are you free this morning? Are you free? Because, see, the source of the Thanksgiving that we celebrate this year is knowing that the truth of God can set us free. He is there for us. We also notice in verse 4 that we have a relationship with God. That our relationship with God is a source of our thanksgiving. That God sees us. God hears us. God walks with us. God carries us. God hears our prayers. God reads our heart. God knows everything. We have a relationship with him. In verse 2, we notice that we can have service for God. He is the source of our service. The Bible says we should serve him and sing songs unto him and keep his commandments, which God wants us to do. We notice another thing about Thanksgiving is that we have fellowship with God and we have fellowship with the saints. I don't know about you, but I spend more time with y'all than I do my own family. Man, I see you much more than I see my own family. I got a card from my sister, and I opened it up and said, who's this? No, not really. I know it was my sister. But I'm thinking back, it's we only see our family once or twice a year during the holidays, right? But we have fellowship with the saints. When you enter into his church, get this, when you enter into his church, let your omission be praise and thanks to God. All right? You come in for free, but let us pay with praise and thankfulness of the heart. I'm thankful today that the church, his church, is open today. God's church is open, and I'm thankful for the promise that the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. Even during the coronavirus, the church was never shut down. Amen?
Amen.
We just learned how to adopt a little bit, right? I don't know about you, but some of the most powerful worships that we've had since in the 4 years since we've been here was outside during our drive-in worship. God was speaking to the hearts. You know why? Because everybody else was slacking like they're shut down. Oh, we can't have church at all. Let's don't do anything. Well, God said, let's keep on worshiping.
Amen.
And when we got together, it was like God supernaturally said, I'm going to honor their faith, amen. And I'm telling you, it just rained down.
Yes.
You know that God's in it whenever you sit down and you say, okay, I've got to preach. You know, when am I going to preach? You get your Bible, okay, this doesn't look right. God, tell me what you want me to preach. You come back and But you know God said it when you say, okay, God, I got to bring a message. And you sit down at the desk, you open up your Bible, and you pick up your pen, and then you just put it all down. God's speaking. Church was never shut down. But here's something that's really amazing. He is the source of our thanksgiving. We can enter not only by the front door of the church, we can worship and enter in behind the veil. We can enter into the holiness of God, which used to separate those sinners from God. And you couldn't go behind the veil, only the high priest could. And once a year, the high priest would offer up the sacrifices of the people. And if the priest wasn't right, look out. Because he would die as he would go into behind the veil. That's why they put a rope on him. That's why they would pull him out. Because nobody going in after him, amen? But let me tell you, not only is the front door open, what behind the veil is too. Once and for all, he split that veil. He took that separation that we had from God to us. We, having dirty hands and sinners, was invited to come and join him at his altar. Amen? We can enter into behind the veil. We can come to God and we can say, God, I know I failed and I know I got sin in my life and I know I don't get it all right. But we can come behind the veil and allow the blood of Christ to wash us. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all. You. I'm done with you. God has never said that. But God has always said, come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Even when we fail and we come up short, we have a testimony that God is good. His truth endureth forever. That truth is that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Come unto me, and I'll give you rest. He calls out, and we can answer. And that call is still there. Whosoever will, let him come. That's the truth that we share with one another. That's thanksgiving, is that we know God, and we can offer up someone a lot more than just a Thanksgiving dinner. We can offer them the salvation of the Lord. It comes because God is good. I remember that little song that we used to sing in Sunday school. God is good. God is great. Thank you for this food we take. Amen. Something like that. You know? God is good. God is great. Thank you for all the things you give us, God. He is the source of our thanksgiving. I'm thankful today that we have a testimony. I'm thankful today that our church has a testimony. We're going to touch people's lives and have been touching people's lives. And we have a testimony. He is our thanksgiving. As we give a song of invitation, Tammy, come. And as we stand and sing, whatever is on your heart, whatever need you have today, you can come to the Savior because he is our thanksgiving. Let's all stand as we sing. Savior calling, I can hear my Savior calling, I can hear my Savior calling, take thy cross and follow. Is that your prayer's desire today? Where he leads me, I will follow. Follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him, with him, all the way. I'll go through the waters. I wonderful today? Wonderful. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where is he leading you today? Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him, all the way. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. And go with me, all the way. Where he leads me, I will follow. I think that song, you just have to sing the whole song.
Amen.
It's a hard song, isn't it? It's a hard song. You know, when we follow God, God is our Thanksgiving. So I wish you all a very, very good Thanksgiving. I want to remind you of Grief Share tomorrow. We do have some folks coming to Grief Share, so be praying for Grief Share. Anyone that's lost a spouse is free to come. We've had a couple people just come. And so just continue to be praying for Grief Share. On Tuesday, we have the free music classes, and so we're having a good time with that. And so if you're able to play an instrument and like to help, show up. You know what I think? If you show up, then God's going to bring some folks. I got someone that I'm talking to about becoming our drummer. I told him, I said, we bought a drum set because we think that we believe God's going to give us a drummer. And then I asked the question, are you that drummer?
Amen.
Amen. He kind of said, yeah. I was kind of hoping he was going to be here today. But we're still working on it. Amen. So just remember Tuesday night. Then we'll have Bible study and we'll have music after that. So anybody have any words before we come to a close?